Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Yo, AD. Thanks for the intro, brother. I made it. We're at Benchwarmers here in Ankeny for the final time in 2015. Don't worry, we'll be back for the conference basketball season. We're going to knock off a few weeks here to end the 2015 of the year 2015. Bloom, what's up? Well, we were going to do next week, but that Cy-Hawk game is on Thursday this year.
Oh, that's already next Thursday?
Yeah, it's next Thursday.
Gosh, that really snuck up on us this year. Kind of a busy week in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, it is. Why? Well, what else? Iowa football.
Yeah.
And then, dude, like the last 2 weeks have just been a whirlwind.
It has been.
Like just catching my breath now. Except that it's still just going to keep building because he's got coordinators to hire, and they're offering every damn kid within a 500-mile radius. Like, it's impossible to cover. Like, you can't cover everything that's going on in the football program right now.
There's hitting the ground running, which is the old cliche, but they're Usain Bolt right now.
These guys don't sleep, these Toledo dudes. Like, it's insane. They're sitting in the football office, chugging Red Bull, and just going crazy. They're trying to get new uniforms.
Is that legit?
Alternates.
Is that legit?
Yes. Not like new uniforms. Don't take that the wrong way. They're not going to, like, this is not going to be a deal like in the McCartney years where you're wearing blue and Iowa. That's not going to happen. So they're doing that. They're trying to hire a staff. They're, again, so tomorrow, per a source, they're plastering the CIML. That's a direct quote. They were in IWCC yesterday.
Smart.
You know, Campbell's running around with selfie sticks. I mean, this is like a dream world I'm living in. Now win some games.
Well, it's almost like your columns from the last 3 years are just, they've all come to life in the last 3 days.
I'm glad somebody was reading because that's what I was saying earlier, pinch me, because this is like everything I've been asking for.
Yeah, well, and even the really cheesy, overly cheesy stuff, like the one cat posts a picture of Twister, you know, like the movie Twister, where like Helen Hunt and the tornado and the storm is coming, hashtag. But, you know, as cheesy as it is, it's also refreshing because Iowa State fans aren't used to that. I mean, I think not only does it maybe help recruiting, but it pumps up the fan base as well to actually know that these guys are out there trying to get guys. So it's been a fun couple of days to follow that, and those guys are clearly working hard. And I think the only negative is that offensive coordinator situation with Jason Candle taking the Toledo head coaching job. You can't blame the guy for taking the job. It's clearly a pay raise, and anytime you can be a head coach, go for it. But
that's a bummer. He's a good coach.
I think he's a good coach. He was a good recruiter, and he's obviously one of Campbell's best coaches, best buddies. So that'll be interesting who they get for that position because that kind of puts a little bit of a bump in the road.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is. I just love the energy.
Definitely.
And again,
nothing against Paul Rhodes. It's just not. Paul Rhodes worked hard, but did it behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's the difference. Like the Rhodes staff was out offering people too,
right?
But they wanted to keep it covered up. They didn't want, for some reason, they didn't want the exposure. And that's okay. Different strokes for different folks. I prefer this way of doing business in the year 2015. It's good for recruiting. It's good for, for instance, they offered a 2018 offensive lineman out of Creston, Iowa today. And that gets out on social media. I have gotten like 3 emails from people who know the kid. He's super excited because he's being talked about on social media.
Yep.
It matters. It might not matter to you, 35-year-old guy or 55-year-old guy, what the entrance music is or if they have alternate uniforms, but it absolutely matters to 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. And at the end of the day, if you want to win football games, that's who you need to be thinking about.
Just look at kids. Go to a restaurant, go to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, and look around at people under 20 years old. What are they doing? They're looking at their phone.
Yes.
And so it's the Instagram generation, and it's a big deal. If you can be active on there, and how many times have we seen a kid already say, I've been offered by Iowa State, and then post a picture of either Campbell, the helmets, the stadium. I mean, stuff like that resonates, and it's simple. And that's the thing that I think bothered you, bothered me. It seems like a simple thing for the staff to do, and now this staff's finally doing it. And who knows if it, in the end, really matters.
We have no idea.
I think it's at least showing that it's different, and it's energizing. It's fun to see. It really is.
Of course, our radio program is brought to you by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, and we've got our big grand prize giveaway tonight.
Somebody's going to be a happy camper tonight.
We've been the giant tailgate package with the projector, the screen, all that stuff. We're giving that away tonight. So each and every week here throughout the football season, we've been loading up the picks, right? So, and whoever wins the picks competition on our forum every week, you get your name into the drawing. Or if you just walk into Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, you also, and we're doing that tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to call the person who wins. When Tim Mullen from Nebraska, and we're going to put them on the air, and we're going to announce to them that they're the grand prize winner.
What if they don't answer?
Well, then you leave a cool voicemail.
Okay. All right. So you don't have to answer to win?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't have to answer to win. What do you think? There has been a discussion about all these Toledo guys
right
coming over. Is that good, bad, indifferent? Do you have an opinion on that?
I think from a systematic standpoint, it's a great thing because you clearly trust the people you've worked with before, and they know you. You know them. There's no uneasiness of what to do, whose responsibility is here. So I think for next year's team, I think it's great. I mean, the one question is still recruiting, but you know, I'm coming around now to maybe Iowa State doesn't need to go nutty in Florida and Texas and California like they have before, because quite honestly, if you're getting, you know, fourth pick of the kids in Texas, you're getting the leftovers, maybe it is better to try and get an upper Midwest kid who wants to come to Iowa State and will work hard. And I thought it was interesting, you wrote about it today, but Tom Farniok's tweet to you.
Yes.
And that's a guy who played under Rhodes. Yes. And I mean, maybe you have it, you can read it exactly, but
I'll pull it up right now.
But essentially saying that we should really go after the upper Midwest kids because they're physical, they're tough, and they want to play this brand of football.
Tom's direct tweet was a response to me about the Matt Campbell recruiting plan. Again, this is one of the more successful guys in the Paul Rhodes era.
Right.
Tweeting this directly at me for everybody to see. I love it. Quit getting the Texas and Florida leftovers. Go get tough Midwest kids and go to work.
And he said, Matt Campbell said, that we want to be the Midwest school in the Big 12. So Iowa State's never recruited Ohio and Pennsylvania in that area. And really, I mean, up until the last couple of years, really didn't touch Illinois either. Those could be the kids that work. It's going to be a different style of football, different type of player than they've got in the past. But quite honestly, over the last 3 years, and you have 8 wins, maybe difference better. Let's see how that goes. The change in philosophy isn't necessarily a bad thing. I do still think, if there's some players in Texas you can get that are good, like Brian Peavy's from Texas. I mean, there's some really good players.
You can't ignore it,
obviously, but, you know, maybe a change in philosophy is okay. And those Toledo guys have their anchors in different spots in this country, and who knows? Maybe that's a good thing.
Of course, we're broadcasting here from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's a Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Heard each and every week from 6 to 7 on 1460 KXNO. Before we get to Tim Mullen and Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive and our big grand prize giveaway, let's hit on basketball, and then we're going to come back. We're going to circle back around to the Matt Campbell conversation here in just a little bit. The basketball team, I thought, had a very encouraging win on Tuesday night, Brent, because they didn't play well. I didn't think they played well, at least. They didn't shoot well.
Two
they didn't really do anything well.
Shot well.
And they're still able to beat a tournament team from last year by 20 points. To me, that was a very encouraging night of basketball.
This team, 6 games in, and we haven't seen them play elite competition yet. So that's the factor here. I think they're better than last year's team. And honestly, I'm not light years better, but I think across the board, everybody is better. And Abdul Nader right now,
dude,
is not only a huge upgrade over himself, but he's an upgrade over Dustin Hoke, who was the other starter last year, and he has been unbelievable. And we talked about him in the preseason, say he's going to have a breakout year, and he has totally lived up to that. But
did you think he could be this good, though? Because I didn't.
I mean, not quite this good. He does everything well. And in that Florida tournament, and I was able to see him up close and personal, he's, other than Monte, he was Iowa State's second-best player, I thought. I mean, he does everything well. He runs, he defends, he can take the ball to the rim, and he does things that haven't been done at Iowa State really since Royce. He's not as good as Royce White, but I think he's got that.
There are elements of his
game. Yeah,
they're
similar. They're similar to Royce in that he can take the ball off the dribble at 6'6", 235 pounds, and he's hard to stop. So there, and Monte's been unbelievable so far. Matt Thomas has been good. I think Hallis Cook has provided some things, and then you know what you're getting from George and Jameel as well. So their seven are excellent, and I'm really excited to see what this team can do against really good competition, because I think 1 through 7, and we'll add Deontay Burton here in a couple weeks. Not sure what he adds right away, but I think he will be in the rotation. I think they're 8. Can be as good as anybody in the nation. And I've watched a lot of college basketball so far.
Yeah,
Kentucky's of course dominant and good, and they got a lot of talent, but I think Iowa State's 8 on any given night could beat any of those teams.
You were down in Florida. You did the Cyclone Radio Network, so that means you were John Walters for 2 nights. What did you see from Prohm? Is a coach, is a handler of the operate, is a CEO of Iowa State basketball. How did you witness? Like, what did you see from him?
Not much different than Fred.
Really?
I mean, very.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, as far as
demeanor.
Yeah, demeanors. Okay. I mean, he's a little more boisterous, and
Prohm is.
Yeah, Prohm is than Fred. I mean, Fred didn't say much at all during games. Where Steve will get up every once in a while, but they're not. I mean, I didn't notice a whole lot of difference. I think, but X's and O's, you do see a big emphasis on ball pressure that you didn't see under Fred. And I think the metrics defensively are starting to show that this Iowa State team, again, 6 games in, is better defensively than they were a year ago. I think they finished like 80th in KenPom defensive efficiency last year. They're at 21 right now. And you saw times against Illinois where they needed to stop, so they got about 5 in a row in that second half, despite being on the second night of a 2-game stretch, and they grinded some stops out. And that's his big thing, is 3 stops in a row, and they do that. You saw against North Dakota State, you know, where that's a tight game early in the second half, but they got some stops together and stretched the lead to a more comfortable setting. And their defense has been better. I think Steve Prohm's been great. X's and O's, I have not a problem. The offense is largely the same, and From top to bottom, I think this team is better right now than last year, and I don't think Steve Prohm has been a drop-off at all.
The next 6-game stretch, the final 6 games of the non-conference are going to be interesting. They should be able to handle Buffalo on Monday night.
Agreed.
That was a good team last year, but they lost their best player. It's kind of a new regime with Nate Oates there instead of Bobby Hurley. But then it's Iowa, and you know what you're going to get. I mean, Fran's a good coach. That's a talent. That's a tournament team. Rivalry game. You're going to learn a lot about Iowa State then. Arkansas Pine Bluff is awful. I think Northern Iowa scares me, man. And I think the last 10 years has a lot to do with it. I've seen Iowa State lose to good Iowa State teams lose to Northern Iowa, but that just contrasts in styles. Ben Jacobson is as good of a coach as you can find in college basketball. I think he's right up there with anybody with what he's done, with what he has. And then at Cincinnati, we'll learn a lot more here in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Iowa State drops a game, for sure.
I would think that they would. I mean, I would say, like, the odds would be that they would lose to somebody along the way.
And then, but that's a good stretch to get ready for conference play. And I think the Iowa game will be nice. It'll be a really good test because Jared Utah's playing at a really high level right now. And I'm honestly curious who Iowa State puts on him. Do you put Nader on him and watch him work, or how does that happen? And Iowa's got some size that could give Iowa State some problems. They have some depth, and we'll see how that goes. And then that UNI game in Des Moines, remember a couple years ago, that thing went to overtime. And that UNI team
was down 19,
yeah,
that, I think.
Yep, UNI team was not nearly as good as this one. And you saw what they did in North Carolina. So it's not a great non-conference, but it's been perfect for this group. It really has been. It's been challenging enough for them to gain confidence. And now you get into the conference play where it ramps up. But this will be good. This basketball team needs these games coming up, and I actually want them. I'd like them to go down the wire against an Iowa or UNI or Cincinnati and see how they respond.
Illinois was a good test. That was a nice test.
And they responded. They did. They were down 1 with 8 minutes left.
And people don't realize when Illinois was losing games early, they were without a couple of their best players.
Yeah, and I saw that a little bit where everyone's like, well, Illinois lost to North Florida. Well, they didn't have three of their guys.
Yeah.
And they came back for the tournament. I think that team finishes in the middle of the Big Ten or above. I mean, they had some good players. But, no, it's been a good non-conference. I think this team, though, is primed. And from what I've seen in college basketball, there's no reason to dispute they're a top-five team and certainly a Final Four contender, albeit only in December.
All right, we got a couple of calls. Let's go to the phones at 515-284-5966. A little Cyclone Fanatic Radio presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Todd calling into Fanatics. What's up, Todd?
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Doing well. What's up, bud?
Hey, you made a comment a minute ago about one of you guys made the comment about, you know, I've never seen us recruit any guys out of, you know, the Midwest. It's always been Texas. Well, I guess I've been following this thing long enough. Dwayne Crutchfield, Ohio kid. I don't know how many kids they used to recruit out of New York. Ted Jornoff, back for Johnny Majors and Earl Bruce. He was from Western New York. All the kids they used to recruit out of New Jersey. My God, you look down the rosters, it's like, wow, how are they getting all these guys from the East Coast out here? And Dexter Green, Woodbridge, Virginia. I mean, they used to get tons of guys from out east and Ohio, Chicago. There's tons of kids out of those areas. Mike Shane was out of Indiana, for God's sake. So I don't think
you're great memory.
I mean, you're going like not even the modern era, dude.
Well, I've been going to this stuff since I was 6 years old, so I
it's all good.
Memorized, buddy.
I love it.
I want to go into Texas, but the other thing I think we may make a gigantic mistake of is we don't recruit Kansas City harder. Nebraska always pulls them out of there. Oklahoma's always pulled great guys out of Kansas City. I don't know what we need to take a backseat to Kansas or Kansas State when it comes to Kansas City. I mean, and if Nebraska's going to recruit that area, I mean, they're not getting it on Kansas City TV because they're playing in Big Ten. So who's following in Kansas City? That's a Big 12 school. That's a Big 12 town. So they need to start in Arkansas. And the other place, I think the biggest group they ever made was when Stevie Johnson was playing football and basketball. They should have retained him as a recruiting coordinator. And he can go down to South Mississippi and Alabama. And they should have that
man,
guy recruited for him.
Full of passion, Todd. You're full of great ideas, too. Thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it. There are, it just comes down, there are players everywhere. You just have to find them. And more importantly, you have to have the connections to find them.
Yeah, and maybe we should have specified. We're in the last 20 years, we haven't seen
a lot of guys listening to our show never, unfortunately, don't even know who Johnny Majors is. That's just a fact. Let's see what Sean has to say here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Great show. Enjoy listening to you guys every afternoon. You guys rock.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
A couple questions, one for basketball, one for football. For basketball, for Darth Nader, do you think his change of attitude is he's got a different roommate that he had last year? And then for football, any inklings on offensive and defensive coordinators? Have you heard anything there? And I'll hang up and listen.
Let's start with the coordinator question. Trying to figure that out. I don't know who they're going to get. But from what I understand, he's got some sort of a plan. A couple sources told me that Coach Campbell really is not concerned about it. My guess is he and Kendall are so close. He probably knew this was coming, and it's probably been worked on.
And I would guess that this will get figured out in the next 2 weeks.
Yes,
probably, so they can get it going. But I don't know. I'm just as curious as you all are, because I think those are the two main hires, the coordinator and the coordinators on both sides. Although they've got a linebackers coach already in from Toledo,
Veet,
and so they've got some bodies there to recruit. But as far as the coordinators, I don't know.
And what was his other question
about
BDJ?
Abdul Nader. Yeah, is he better because Bryce is gone?
I think so. I talked about this like 3 weeks ago on my show. I absolutely do.
Well,
he was a terrible influence on everybody.
Maybe the team's better off, too.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Nader's better. If you're not living with that guy, you're going to be better off.
Well,
there's no question.
Or Abdul could have grown up on his own either way.
Okay,
but
fine.
He has played into it. He has changed on and off the field.
He's
a happier individual.
If you talk to anybody, Bryce DeJohn Jones was not good for that team last year. And the fact that Nader was living with him, Andy was like that, and now all of a sudden Jones is gone, and it's like this new guy. I can't find a scenario where it didn't have any impact. What are you laughing at?
No, like, just because Bryce is going to be those guys that were just blamed for everything.
Well, boy, I mean, come on. Like, look at his body language. It was terrible. I mean, I'm not blaming him for the way the season ended. Like,
Rhodes wins three games. Blame Jones.
I get it. Like, he's not like the scapegoat. But, like, I mean, you've got a guy whose attitude seemed to not be very good last year, and all of a sudden his roommate, who we know his attitude wasn't very good last year, is gone, and he's got one of the best attitudes on the team. I absolutely believe that has a part of it.
Yeah, and talent's never been the question with Abdul. What did Fred tell you when he came on campus that he may have been one of the better NBA prospects they've ever had? And I think Abdul's got a lot of talent. Now it's finally coming to show because he has consistent minutes and he's been consistent, so he's going to be a handful all year. He's going to be a joy to watch.
All right, we get the big giveaway.
It's coming up.
If you've been playing our Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive Pick'em Challenge all year, get next to your phone. Make sure you got your phone because we may be giving you a call when we come back here. Cyclone Fanatic Radio, or Benchwarmers in Ankeny here on 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman down on 94th Street to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search-for-the-flag-you-want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Thanks, Jamie. Boy, he's roughing it up with that fan earlier this week.
Get after it.
I like it. He's Jamie.
He is. You know, maybe
it's fine.
Not the most diplomatic response of all time, but
he's consistent.
If you've been chirped at for 4 months, it's, again, probably not the most diplomatic thing, but he went after it. Good for him.
That guy emailed me.
Oh, duh.
The guy Jamie went at.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a happy camper?
No, he was fine. I think that it was a bit of a misunderstanding on two ends.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Let's move on. So let's we've got Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive with us. You guys are doing my my wife's getting some new flooring, new carpet. We're taking advantage of one of the weekly deals.
I appreciate it, yeah.
And then we're doing the you've got this new technology of flooring where basically our dog can slobber water all over it and it'll never bubble up.
It won't, no. It's a great product we have out there. There's a couple different versions from a couple different vendors. There's the product is just animal friendly,
yes.
Kid friendly, abuse friendly.
Yes.
And that's what we're getting in your house. So.
Yeah. We're doing that in like 2 weeks. You have to come over and check it out when the boys are done.
I'll come spot check and make them sure they're doing a good job.
All right, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'll give them beer. Can they do that while they're...
That might...
I'd let them wait till they're done.
Okay, wait till they're done and then I'll have...
Power tools and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Cutting.
I've never seen anybody put in a hardwood floor, so...
They're very really good craftsmen, but
it's not like a piece of like a puzzle that you just slide in.
No, there's a little more technique to it than
okay.
that.
Okay. So we've been doing our deal where we do our picks all year long.
Yeah.
And folks have been joining us on the Cyclone Fanatic forums doing the picks as well.
Yeah.
And they've also been coming into Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive where they're filling out these little tickets.
These little tickets I have right here in my hand.
Yes, we have, and it all leads up to the grand prize. Which,
that is correct.
Why don't you, Tim, tell us again, what's the grand prize that we're going to give away right now?
Sure, yeah. We created what I think is a great tailgate package. It's basically a mobile, game day unit is what you're looking at there. And what we did is we have an Epson portable projector. We have a Daylight 74-inch diagonal HD screen. Good to go wherever you want it to go. And then we have the Dish Network Tailgater mobile system. So you are satellite ready at any tailgating event, any camping event, any traveling event. Go RVing across
the country.
That's
a good idea for camping.
I actually have a friend that does that.
That's genius.
Takes a three-day weekend with the boys, goes, hides out, and they do it during a big college football weekend.
Campfire plus big screen.
Yeah. Sit around with the guys watching. You can do any one of these things for that. So
I could take that out to the Iowa Speedway when I go out there.
Absolutely. You'd be the most popular guy there.
You got your rig out on the back stretch. You got a race going on in front of you. Oh, man.
You'd be a hero out there.
Thanks for the idea. Okay. Yeah. Well, we did the drawing.
We did. Yeah. Saved a little time and effort. I brought the old box with me tonight. Right before I came on the air, I pulled the drawing out.
And we had Ernst & Gray.
We did. Yes, the accounting firm of
Ernst & Gray.
Of Ernst & Gray. Well, the Gray's right, I think,
to check in. I watched over it as well.
So this is 100% legitimate.
It was legitimate. This is not David Stern with the 84 NBA draft.
Well, we've got good news. We've got our champion, our award winner, Dale Cochran, is on the line with us right now on 1460 KXNO. Hey, Dale, what's up? I'm Chris.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing well. You sound like you're in a really good mood right now. You should be.
Well, yeah. I've been kind of listening to you guys, and I've kind of put two and two together. So, hey, this is awesome. This is great. Yeah.
Are you a camper? Are you a tailgater? How are you going to use your prize package from Nebraska Furniture Mart?
I think this will look great in our tailgate spot next year for Iowa State football.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. That's awesome.
Dale, where do you guys tailgate at? Which lot? Do you have a big spot, like a big setup that you do every week?
Well, we're in B4, and so we've got we've got tables and grills and tents and you name it, we have it. Now, except the TV, and so this is just awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hey Dale, this is Tim from Nebraska Furniture Mart. I want to say congratulations to start off with.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, very happy. Thanks for coming in and filling it out and coming in and seeing our store. We appreciate it. We're very excited to have had you on. In fact, last year, we gave away the K-Grader last year, and I gave it away off air, and it just it wasn't as fun. So I asked Chris this year if I said, hey, let's call up who wins and talk to him on the air. But congratulations to you, and it sounds like you're going to have a great setup. You know, lucky for you, I got all your information here, so we'll give you a shout tomorrow from work, and we'll set up everything to be able to have him come on in and pick everything up for you. But I'm happy for you, and congratulations.
Oh, terrific. This is awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a stretch of 2 or 3 weeks in a row we were coming into Nebraska Furniture Market and taking advantage of
great.
Some of the, we have the popcorn maker and the little hot dog roller.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Set.
That's awesome. Great.
Thank you,
Dale. Yeah. Hey, and Dale, you get ready because you gave your tailgate lineup, so everybody's going to be coming up yeah. to your tailgate
okay,
next year.
Everybody over
to B4. Right. They're all going to come over to watch the games with you there. So
awesome. Thanks, Dale.
Thank
congratulations.
Take care, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
That was fun.
It was.
He was pumped up.
Yeah.
Fired up.
Yeah, last year, I'm telling you, it was one of the – this was too, and Dale sounded very That's happy, cool. and it was a lot of fun to do that. You kind of feel like Oprah there for a minute, you know? Except I just got one.
I got
one for somebody instead of 100 for everybody. But last year, too, it was so fun. I was like, we can't miss out on this next year. We got to do it on the air. So
Dale sounds like a great guy.
Yeah,
great,
I'm very happy. Fan. Congratulations to Dale. It'll be a lot of fun for
All him. Right, well, we still have our little competition going on. So let's pick the big games coming up. And we start with the Big 12. It's no championship game in the Big 12, so they continue to play football. Baylor is a 20.5-point favorite this weekend over Texas in Waco. Tim, who do you like?
Yeah, let's go Baylor here. The reason I think that is just to me, I think they still, you know, they're out. They're not going to make the playoff, but I think they want to prove to the entire country that, you know, they got a lot to go for them, and I think they're going to put their best effort forward, and it's at Baylor. Let's go Baylor all the way here. I'll take that.
You know, I think the mystery about Baylor, it's kind of done now. I mean, they've been slowed down, not stopped, for about 4 weeks in a row.
The weather slowed them down against TCU.
And quarterback issues.
I was going to say, and they're playing with a third string
quarterback.
So that's why I'll just take Texas to keep it, like, within 17. I mean, I'm not real confident about it, but what is Baylor real fired up for? I don't know if that's a real motivated team this Saturday.
I'm going with Tim, just because it's in Waco. They're just – the track record speaks for itself. They cover in Waco, usually.
Did you – explain the standings yet, though, just to make people aware of who listening to.
There's a reason he wants to bring that up, I think.
What's the standings, Brent? Go ahead and blast yourself.
I believe I have a 4-game lead with 1 week to go. So
I went like 1-5 last week, right? I had a tough week.
I think we all had a tough week.
Yeah,
but
we all had
I
tough
still
weeks.
Have a 4-game lead. Therefore, this is pretty much an insurmountable lead, so I could just pick. I could pick all the wrong teams.
So I'm just going to let you pick first.
I was going to say, I should just go him every time.
No, don't do that.
Well, he's 4 games on me and 6 games on you.
Oh, I'm done.
Yeah, then. Yeah. You're
done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Okay, West Virginia. We've got him at 6.5 here. I know that line's down to like 4.5 now. At Kansas State, the Vampire. What do you think, Mr. Mullen?
I don't really want to talk about him much, but I'll take K-State.
What? You're going with
my
the
last
Vampire.
Time. I'm done. I'm taking him.
Dude, I think they're done. Stick a fork in the Vampire. He's done.
You think?
He's over.
He's coming back next year.
I don't care. It's over. They're going to be terrible next year, too.
But that's exactly why you should pick him.
No. West Virginia, I'm telling you what, they're a better team than this line gives them credit.
Oh, they're better
Iowa
than
State
Texas.
Should have beaten Kansas State by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, they're better than Kansas State by far.
And
which
Iowa
is
State,
exactly why I'm taking him. That's exactly why I'm taking it.
They're going to cast a spell. They're going into Transylvania.
You know, if anybody had any questions about Bill Steiner's magical ability, should ask Paul Rhodes about it.
Yeah.
Because he put a spell on him not to call a
oh,
timeout.
Oh, he did.
Or not to kneel on the ball. And there you go. I mean,
who are you going with, Bloom? You're going with the Vampire.
I'll take K-State to win outright.
Oh!
West Virginia by 17.
Wow.
Vampire is done.
Confident and big earn.
No, he's over. It's all over. This is great for Iowa State. This is perfect for Iowa State because he's going to stay a year or two too long, and they're going to destroy that program. Seriously, this is fantastic news for Matt Campbell. He's done. It's Bobby Bowden. It's Mac Brown. We're watching the end of Kansas State football as we know it.
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit hyperbolic right there, but a man can hope, right?
Well,
he needs to get out.
Confident in your pick.
The AD there needs to force him out now before he
you
destroys
can't force
the
out.
Force
the
him
guy
out.
The guy's on the stadium.
Yeah. Oh,
they tried that before and he came back.
He rose from the
he's
dead.
He's like Rasputin. You can't get rid of that guy.
He's always there.
He won't go anywhere.
Pac-12 title game. USC versus Stanford. The Cardinal are a 4.5-point favorite. Bloom, who do you
Didn't
like?
Didn't they already play this game?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Stanford won. So they're going to win again. by more than 4.5.
All right, Tim.
It's my lead pipe lock of the week.
Oh, bam.
USC by 2 touchdowns.
Whoa.
Wow. Hello.
Hi.
I'm so – I don't know what – you know, to me, Stanford to me is – it's you know, they come off that win. They're feeling – I think they're going to look past USC. Twice this year I've picked against USC, and both times they rolled the team I picked. Okay.
You're talking about the Utah game.
You know, that's one of them, buddy. Yeah. I just think they're, you know, they just have finally said, hey, this is our coach. They've got a guy to play for into the future, and they're pumped and they're ready. I just, it's USC. I'll take them.
I'm going with you.
Yeah.
But I like Stanford by a field goal.
Yeah.
Still think USC covers, but that Clay Helton, I think, is legit.
Yeah.
Did you see the reaction when they named him the coach? Like, the guys just went nuts.
Yeah.
So
it was a great. It's like the first thing Hayden's done right, I think, like 10 years.
I'm with you, Tim. It's you and me versus Bloom right now.
That's the way it's got to be, buddy, if we're going to catch him.
I'll go ahead and give my quick take on the SEC championship game. Florida can't score points against Vanderbilt. They're not going to do it against arguably the best front seven in the last 20 years of college football. It's 17.5. If you're going to bet it, I'd tease it down. But I like Bama. I mean, like, give me like Bama 24-3. I mean, they can't score. Florida can't score against Alabama.
Yeah, and I looked at this. I wanted so badly to pick Florida. I do.
Yeah,
I want more than anything in the world.
You look at the line, and that's the obvious reaction.
It's like 17.5, SEC champion.
Yeah.
And I'll take Alabama. It's simple. Yeah.
Death.
I don't know how you don't.
Bloom is going to go with Florida.
Yeah, because there's that.
Please
that,
do.
Beware the half point, boys.
We got a chance. We got a chance.
It's backdoor city. 31-7, about a minute left.
All
Florida
right.
gets a cheapie, cover city.
31-7?
It's 31-7. They score late. 31-14, they cover.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you got to be nervous.
You think Florida can score 2 touchdowns against Alabama?
Oh, one of them's going to be cheap. They all count the same, though.
I like North Carolina to blow up the college football playoff and beat Clemson, Tim. What do you think? Five-point favorite for Clemson.
I think Clemson holds here. I do. To me, this is the game. It is the staple game, and I know North Carolina is like the what would you dub them as right now? I mean, they are the talk of the town. They are the what if they do good, the they've got a chance. Yeah. And I just think Clemson's sitting there going, we're undefeated, and we're really good too. And so to me, put them on a neutral field. I think Clemson takes care of this. I know it's 5. Could be a close game, but I'll still take the 5 and take Clemson to cover.
2 teams in a garbage conference, Bloom.
Yeah, well, the low-key story of the year for me is Gene Chizik, the defensive
coordinator for North Carolina.
Like, where's Wayne Bolt? Is Wayne Bolt looking on going?
Wayne Bolt's spitting chew somewhere.
No, I think Clemson wins it by 10.
That's boring.
I know. That's what I think.
The Big Ten championship game, the Hawkeyes and the Spartans. I've said for weeks.
Sparta.
That I thought, I mean, this is probably a month now. I've been saying if you're an Iowa fan, you want to play Michigan State. I'd probably rather play Michigan now, but I'm a man who I got to stay consistent, so I'm going to take Iowa to cover the 3.5. I think if they lose, it's close. It's like by a field goal or something, so I'll take the 3 points and the undefeated football team, Tim.
Yeah, I think I heard about all the press conference and the pleasantries from Michigan State toward Iowa, and your comment about Michigan, I'd actually probably be more afraid of Michigan because I'm always afraid of the injured dog, so to speak. But
and Harbaugh.
Yeah, I just think that Michigan State might be looking past us a little bit. I'm just being honest with you there.
Ooh, you think they're overlooking Iowa? Interesting.
I think they are to the point where there's so much talk about Iowa being, what are they doing? I mean, they're the Florida State of the last 2 years. I get they're undefeated. They have no business being there. And I think every time that happens, Iowa's come out and played a fair, balanced game, and they haven't got above themselves, and they haven't made mistakes, and I think Iowa walks out of there with a win.
Bloomer?
I think, let's give Iowa credit. They're good. They're a very good football team. They're solid. They don't make mistakes. This is finally a team that you could say arguably has more talent than they do, I think, across the board, right? So I'm just going to go with the theory that Michigan State has more talent, they win the game. But perhaps Iowa is so motivated by the lack of font size in their end zone that they pull it out.
I can't believe I led the Fanatic show with that today.
I can't believe that was an actual story, C-Dub.
Well, it was entertaining to me.
It's entertaining, but...
Were people really mad about that?
Some were. I mean, not rational people.
Yeah. No, not rational
Reasonable people were like, no, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, but I thought that was a joke at first. Thing. Wait a
no,
second.
No, there were some people that were actually upset about that.
It's a four-letter word.
Yeah. Well,
that's why it's smaller.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's going to be a really good game. And, you know, it's crazy because if there's a team that I would want to play and I'm Iowa right now, it's Michigan State.
Absolutely.
I think
they
could do it. They could legitimately get to the playoff, and that's kind of remarkable.
It's the least mistakes and the line play. Whoever wins those two things, that's who wins the game.
Arizona State offensive coordinator Mike Norvell to Memphis.
Really?
That's interesting.
Wow. So they'll, you know.
I thought they were going to hire the Missouri defensive coordinator.
Yeah, apparently not. Okay. That's good for them to go offense.
So that means Missouri might promote their coordinator.
Does that mean he goes there and underachieves this next year?
Well, they ain't getting Matt Campbell. Losers.
Yeah.
Telephone trophy, baby.
Yep. All right. Tim, it's always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you guys supporting our program.
It's been a blast. Cyclone
Fanatic. Love you, man. You've become a good friend through this. And
absolutely.
When I get that floor in, we'll have a little party. Come over and you can check it out.
I still think I'm going to stop by and make sure the guys are doing
some
good work for you.
Come and yell at them. I like it.
Crack the whip. No, yeah. We got good guys. They'll take care of you. I'm confident.
And congratulations to
Dale Cochran. Yeah, very, very happy for him. B4. Like you said, he's got everything in his tailgating equipment, but now – he's really got everything.
Oh, man,
so.
That B4 is going to be.
I was going to say B4. Everybody keep an eye out for Dale.
Year.
You'll see that tailgater up there.
That's where it's at. Thanks again to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. And go in and hop on in and check them out. They've been giving you guys great deals all year. And I've taken advantage of like three of them this
Several
year.
Several of them.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's been great.
We appreciate it.
All right, we're gonna chat with former Clone Glenn Waterhouse when we come back. And I want to dive more into Matt Campbell, the hire. This will be good to get old school thought on it.
Yeah.
Glenn's kind of an old school guy. And see, because I think a lot of people get tired of my obsession with alternate uniforms and Twitter and whatnot. I probably go a little too far with it.
I agree with that. You sometimes harp on that too.
Yeah, but that's okay. This will be good. We'll be right back after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the Thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Game on. Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days. Okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey, Iowa State volleyball just swept Miami.
Yeah.
Going to the second round of the NCAA tournament. How come I didn't know the NCAA tournament was going on? I don't follow volleyball very closely, obviously.
Maybe you should.
Well, now that I have a daughter, I feel like I'm going to do a lot more stuff like that.
I don't know who they play in the next round. So.
What are you criticizing me for?
Because it's easy.
Yeah, that's fair. So let's bring in Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance, glennwaterhouse.com. You can go and rock the discount double check with Glenn.
It's the winner of Wisconsin and Oregon is who they play.
I want Wisconsin.
Yeah, bring it on the Badgers.
Like I Christy and the girls want Wisconsin.
They want Wisconsin.
All right, Glenn. I've been very impressed with Matt Campbell so far. Bloom brought this up at the beginning of the program. If you read my columns over the last, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah. No, it's,
I mean,
yeah.
The guy's come right in.
2.5-3 years.
Without coaching a game, and he's done everything that I've wanted Paul Rhodes to do. And I love Paul Rhodes. I'm a Paul Rhodes guy. Everybody knows that. But it drove me nuts when he wasn't on Twitter. It drove me nuts that they wouldn't do, like, alternate uniforms. This isn't for me. I'm talking about 17-year-old kids. They think that crap is cool. And the fact that just some of the stuff we're hearing out of the first 5 days of the Matt Campbell era really excites me. Now, I know you're old school. Do you care about that stuff? Or what do you like or dislike about what you've seen so far?
What I like is he stated, you know, this is about the players, and young kids like that stuff. And so he's getting in tune to that. You know, he's a winner. You know, he's done everything. That's why we brought him here. So I think getting some things, getting that excitement, social media is huge. It's no different in my business. That's what we're doing. That's how we're reaching out to people. Getting kids, all that stuff. So I think he's hitting it right on the money. I'm excited.
What do you you've seen Toledo a couple years.
Yes.
When you assess the Toledo football team and you've scouted them and you've watched them, what do you see? What do you football wise, what do you like about Matt Campbell?
Well, I like that he runs the ball. I mean, I'd love to pass the ball, but they've run the ball. They've got good quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. You know, he's went out and got a good quarterback, which I think is good. Defense. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're winners. You know, and I think that's what Cyclone Nation likes, winning attitude. And you bring in a guy that's winning, who's been a proven winner, kids are going to follow that. Fans are going to follow that. It's exciting.
Glenn brings up running the football. It was not an accident in Jamie Pollard's introduction of
he
Matt
led
Campbell.
It off with that.
But, and that was very well scripted by, I'm assuming I'm going to give Steve Malchow the credit for that.
Absolutely.
But I love, that was a good, it was a nice introduction for Pollard.
Do yourself a favor, if you're bored at work tomorrow, and look up rushing yardage the last 4 years, and you'll see certain rockets from the MAC in the top 25 every year. I mean, that's big. I mean, they've been over 200 yards consistently, and he did it this year with five new offensive linemen. Remember, they had to replace their entire offensive line. So he's clearly an offensive line guru. They run the ball, but they're not afraid to throw it as well, so I think it's a triple option. I think it's the style that will fit well. Defensively, it's kind of, I don't know, they're kind of multiple, as he likes to say. They do a couple different things. But when I watch both games, they're a tough team. They had some tough, hard-nosed kids, and that's his big thing, attitude and effort. And I don't think that's going to change from the road to the Campbell area. They're still going to be grind out type of team, and I think it's exciting.
You Glenn Waterhouse here from State Farm Insurance. You brought up during the break, and I think it's an important thing to point out as we watch Matt Campbell piece together his coaching staff. Glenn here has the idea. You'd like to see, we love the youth, we love the energy. You would like to see a little bit of age as well.
Well, I was just telling you guys, first off, hats off Jamie Pollard. I think he hit a home run here personally. I mean, going out, I know he worked hard, so I'm excited, but when you think about putting your staff together, I look back when I coached football at Drake and Rob Ash, we had a lot of young guys. Dave Dorn, who's the head coach of North Carolina State, Charlie Partridge, head coach of Florida Atlantic, Chris Ash.
a lot of young, good guys, but we also had a couple old guys on staff. So I think as he puts us together, have that youth movement, coach, but I'm saying I think as kids, as players, you got big brother, guys that you're going to Coach Campbell, but if you got a couple guys that maybe some old head coaches, some guys out there that are old fatherly figures too on your staff that can kind of help in the hard times, I think that's only going to complement what he can do.
That's a good – you find your Wally Burnham, Bloom.
Yeah, I mean, experience is valuable. I mean, I know people got on Wally, but that guy had seen every single thing in college football for the past 40 years and could rely on certain things. And then as Glenn says, you know, if you're a 20-year-old kid, yeah, you can go to your head coach, and that's great. But if you have a, you know, a guy in his 50s or 60s that's seen everything and says, you know, I had a guy like you 20 years ago, and this is how we did it. I mean, I think having that age and experience and that wisdom is helpful as well. And I think it'd be great to get a somebody who's been in the Big 12 or one of these Power 5 conferences and has seen a lot of things in their football career to be kind of a, you know, a sounding post to Matt Campbell like Wally Burnham was to Paul Rhodes. I mean, I think that was a big hire for Paul. And he mentioned it in the press conference when he left that he relied on a lot on Wally on how to do things and just someone to talk to. And I think that'd be important.
We'll see. The coordinator deal, that's another – you've been on a coaching staff. So is it better to have like a mix now and you bring in some fresh blood as well, or is it better for a program – and when I say that, you bring in guys with Big 12 experience or SEC experience or whatever. I guess the one concern I've seen a lot of fans have, Glenn, is if it's like all the Toledo coaching staff, none of those guys have coached in the Big 12, and it is different. How would you approach that?
I would agree. You know, so, and obviously with the coordinator going back, there are going to be some new faces. So I think, you know, he's going to have to decide who he wants to take those roles. Obviously an offensive coordinator, defense coordinator have not been hired yet, to my understanding.
No, they have not.
And so there's some great coaches out there that can bring some of that experience that are going to, like I said, work with him. And not just about coaching. It's just about building the character of the kids. It's football, and you know, you talk about it, it's life lessons. It's building good kids, student athletes, good young men. And so bringing in a little bit of age, experience, just to develop those kids overall. But I don't know. I think he's going to have to go probably search out unless he decides to give one of those guys that he's coached with an opportunity.
I hope
you never know.
Frankly, I hope he doesn't do that. I would like to see him. I'd like to see him go outside just a little bit.
And
but.
It's the coordinator job at a Power 5 level is an attractive job for somebody. Mm-hmm. So that can pay pretty well. I don't think there's a – it's not a question of does anybody want this job. It's who's going to be the right fit that he's comfortable with more
you,
than
anything. You just mentioned that Drake coaching staff you were on, Glenn, and Chris Ash, who spent a lot of time at Iowa State. Sounds like he's getting Rutgers. Have you heard that?
It's Syracuse. The Syracuse or Rutgers?
No, he's in the Rutgers mix.
Is it Rutgers?
Yeah, it's the Rutgers. Do you think he'll be a good coach, head coach?
I think he will. You know, and he's just Chris Ash has been a good friend of mine, and I really believe in him, and I think he's going to have an opportunity, just like a lot of those guys. But
it's kind of crazy that on Glenn's staff there's three Division I head coaches potentially.
I like Partridge. I think he'd be I actually put him on my initial. I knew he wouldn't get the job, but I thought he was a guy worth kicking around.
Mm-hmm.
His team struggled this year, but I think that he didn't inherit the greatest situation.
Right. You know, and I think talking about Iowa State, what's exciting is we know that there's kids that can play. We can compete. So I think Coach Campbell's getting some kids that can compete. And people might say, well, if they win this year, as Paul Rhodes gets, no different than when, you know, Coach Rhodes came in here.
Yeah.
But I think what the difference is, I think because the guys won games and the kids are going to believe in it, I think I can see this program going up and up and up.
I think it was a no-brainer too. Now that I've had time to process everything and I've seen how it's worked out, I've covered a lot of these transitions. There's not nearly as much of a transition with Campbell that I've seen because he's been the head coach before. Whereas when Chizik comes and even when Paul, it's like, oh man, now I've got my first opportunity. I've got to create an entire coaching staff here.
Yep.
Whereas half of Campbell's staff he's already got done,
right?
And he's hitting the ground recruiting wise.
And Paul did hire a good staff, but it took a month and a half.
Staff, and back on it,
and they really scrambled that first recruiting class and actually got some good kids. But they were and that first whole year they were great, but you're also trying to feel each other out of who's responsible for what and who does what. Now Campbell comes in, they know what they're going to do. Now it's just finding pieces to finish the puzzle, and that's a lot easier. I mean, this staff's further along in 4 days than really any Iowa State staff has been in a transition over, you know, 2-3 months. So that's the fun part.
They already got a commitment, 2017 quarterback. He's a nice-looking player. I mean, he's still obviously very young, and a lot can happen, but that's just good momentum. They get that out there. And it's
I liked your video on there,
Chris. Did you like him? What'd you think of it?
I thought it looked good. You know, it's building good kids, building competition. We all believed in Joel Lanning. Bringing in guys are going to push him along. You think about the Big 12, just look at Baylor. You know, the run that went on
a
third quarterback, right? You got to have multiple guys at that. So,
and the other good thing for the staff is the class they have to sign this offseason is not large. In fact, I think they've got
it's like 15.
15, I think 11 are verbals.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll probably lose a couple of them.
I don't think they're going to lose that many.
But you've got over half your class already done, so they can pick and choose. And they'll pick and choose from their Toledo offers, really, of who to finish the class out with. So they're in good shape from a recruiting standpoint. So that's why they're already working on, you know, 17 and 18.
Well, it's been a cool week. It's been fun for me specifically to watch a fan base that I've seen for a while now be really kind of jaded anytime football gets brought up. Yeah, really. I mean, in the last offseason, it didn't matter what Paul said.
Yeah.
Like, people just attacked him no matter what. And I've seen a fan base that's excited about football again. That's fun. And I can see it in your eyes, Glenn, when you're talking about it. I mean, you're as big of a Cyclone fan as I know. You seem pumped up about football again.
Well, I am. I'm excited. You know, I emailed Jamie Pollard. I said, great hire, man. I'm excited. It breathes some life into me. I feel like a new direction. It's exciting when you go to a game and you see what we've got now, and if we can just put this thing together, get over the hump, and just make this thing fun and rewarding for everybody here.
Well, I think what was kind of vindicated Iowa State fans is that Campbell comes in and says, I chose you.
Yeah.
And this is why I chose you, and the fans are one of the reasons. So that's kind of like, oh, I did, like, I'm responsible for something, but – you know,
we always say that's the number one thing Iowa State can sell to a recruit is its fans.
And I think it's absolutely – and like you said, the facilities are pretty good nowadays. Like, it's sellable to recruits and to fans and all that. And, you know, that's not saying that Paul Rhodes is a poor coach, but I think Iowa State needed 6 years later, just needed to try something different, trying a new direction. And Paul Rhodes will have a very good career, whatever he chooses to do. But I think this it was needed. And the way this has worked out in the last week and a half is exciting going into 2016, because I think for the first time in 2 years, you have a fan base united in the football program, and it's excited together. So we'll see where it goes.
Well put. Glenn, thanks for your time, buddy.
Hey, guys, appreciate it. Great seeing you, Williams Bloom. Thanks for all the Cyclone Fanatics came out and saw me this fall.
We'll have to get
looking forward to it next year.
Yeah, get your life insurance. You know, it could happen any day.
That's right.
Hope
come in for that discount and double check.
Yeah, the discount double check. GlennWaterhouse.com.
Right,
he joins us every week here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Bloom, we'll be back here. And, again, Iowa State, Iowa basketball.
Next week?
Is next Thursday.
May.
And then the ladies are on Friday. Great win by Finley's team last night.
That was gutty.
Oh, I was proud of those young ladies. But, I mean, they didn't have anybody to play. Like, Bridget Carlton's back home with a
face is
got elbowed or something like that down in Mexico. Like, T.T. Starks is playing at like 50%, hobbling around
Jada's
on the knee.
Jada's sick.
She's sniffling everywhere. That was I didn't think they were going to win. I didn't think they would win that game.
Yeah, that's a Bill Finley special, though. You win a game that you're not supposed to. And they had a horrible week down in Cancun. I mean, they lost two games in a row and it was ugly. But for them to respond, that's great. It's hard to say season-saving win in early December.
It's as close to one as you can find.
That's an important win. So happy for them, and obviously the men playing well. And that is a little stat for you. Iowa has not won in Hilton since Jeff Horner and Greg Brunner came to town in the 2003 NIT.
You trying to jinx things?
It's been 12 years since Iowa won in Hilton College.
Has Finley ever lost to Iowa in Hilton?
Has Finley? Oh, boy.
I was told last night that Finley's never lost to Iowa and Hilton.
I don't remember one, but that's a great question.
So next Thursday and Friday night will be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
I got to talk to AD on the other side, try and get Fanatics up to Hilton Coliseum next week.
For a little double dip?
I mean, got to figure out a way to do it. It's a 6:30 start for the men.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
ESPN 2. That's going to be good.
It's going to be nuts. All right, we'll be back in January with the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show.
Do you think the students will be nice to Woodbury?
My guess is he's going to have a rough night. I hope he's not sensitive.
I hope so, too.
We'll put it that way. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, our friends here at Bench Warmers. So long.